Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it do? This the boy Stacks. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. You know, we finally back on the air. You know what I mean? My homegirl, she wanted me to call in and, you know what I'm saying, start some shit. It's Coco's show. Coco was on the line. You know, I'm interviewing her. Wow. What up, cousin? Talk to him. Tell him who you are.
Well, what's good? It's your girl, Coco. You know, I'm back at it. I know it's been a while, but I'm coming through with my Throwback Thursday shows. Not this episode, but a future one, and very, very soon in the future. What's going on, y'all? Happy holidays. What's up with battle rap, though? It took a swift turn, huh? Not in no bad way, though.
Battle rap is clowning right now. I see it. Like, shout out to No Mercy. I see his page. He got, you know what I'm saying, you know, our boy was involved with some shit. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, King of the North, New York. He was involved with going in the niggas' pockets, you know what I'm saying, in the whole nine. But I'm seeing white bitches getting picked up in the whole, man, all type of shit. Like, what's going on?
New York out here, now I ain't never seen that. People tapping on pockets. New York going in pockets, taking out pockets, right. Hitting world star right. Hip hop on video with hitting out pockets. This dude wilding.
Man, shout out to New York. That's our nigga. Hey, real talk. Hey, that's my nigga for real. Real, ain't nobody saying shit to him. Can't nobody do shit to him. Because if it happened to him, it happened to me. And I'm coming out there to see niggas. Now, what's happening? Real talk. Now, let's see about that.
Fuck your shit, nigga.
It was some motherfuckers threatening New York and shit. I bet you that shit won't go like that. I bet you it won't, cuz. Because he ain't going for it,
right.
And I'm not standing for it.
Ooh, right. Ooh, yeah. So what's
man,
up with Gorilla
Walker? Man, I just got off the phone with Gracie. She said, you know what I'm saying, she might make an appearance. She's having a Christmas party, you know what I'm saying, by the crib and shit like that. But she might make an appearance on the show. She wants to do, you know what I'm saying, a full-blown interview with you. She said that she's ready and willing whenever you are. She wants to discuss the card. You know what I'm saying? We got... You know, ain't no more Midwest Movement, the Blueprint Part 2, A-Verb versus Big T. You know what I'm saying? That's coming. February 25th, you know, stage passes are sold out as of right now. Man, shit is moving. We working hard. February 25th.
Who you said? A-Verb versus who?
Big T. A-Verb versus Big T.
A-Verb about to smoke this nigga.
I can't be partial, you know what I'm saying?
Blah,
and
blah,
if any,
nigga.
Yo, if anybody wants to know, you know what I'm saying, real talk, I am Big Stacks, and my company is Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment. My company is partnered with Guerrilla Warfare. I am helping Gracie throw the event. That's my sister. That's my dog. That's my motherfucking ace. So whatever she needs, I'm coming through with. If she needs security, I'm coming through with it. If she needs a bodyguard, I'm coming through with it. A ride, I'm coming through. However it wants to be, that's my sister. So if anybody has any motherfucking questions, faggot ass nigga, you know who I'm talking to. You know what I mean? It's like that.
Are you talking a lot of shit tonight, huh? You better You better be able to back that shit up too. All that Jameson in you. You got all that liquor, all that Hennessy. You better be able to back that shit up, nigga.
Luckily, I don't drink Hennessy, so we good. Don't even trip.
So wait, they got B Magic on that card. Get B Magic off these cards. This dude choking like a baby who just came out the womb crying. Like, I done had enough. I fuck with B Magic, I do. But I'm not sure what he's doing out there because it ain't battle rap. I was looking at the timeline. And some of these niggas talking about, like, battle rapper, league owner should do this no choke thing. If you choke, taking someone, whatever the case. I think that's a good idea. What you think about that?
Well, you know, like I said, I told you my positioning. You know, Gracie, she does the contracts. I won't speak on that. You know, that's internal. So I'm going to leave that be. Even though that's the punk move to say, you know, I won't speak on it. I won't speak on it because as a professional, I don't want to put anybody's business out there. And like I said, that's Gracie first and foremost. Like I said, that's my sister shit, you know, so I'll just leave it be, you know.
Right. I feel that. Who else on that card?
Man, I'm going to send it to you, but we got, like I said, I mentioned Verb and Big T. You said, you know, B-Magic and O-Red. We got Young Cannon, that's my nigga, you know what I'm saying, against K-Shine.
Wait. Verb and Big T, and who you said after that?
B-Magic and O-Red.
Oh, yeah, O-Red about the smoke magic. If O-Red comes versus Daylight, even though he done battled Buku times after, but I ain't caught up yet, I'm going to just go with that battle. If O-Red come like that, then B-Magic going to have a hard time keeping up. But if B-Magic on his game and he don't smoke weed that night, because he a weed smoker, you could tell, and he don't end up choking and forgetting his lines because weed make you lose memory, guess what? O-Red going to have a hard time keeping up with B-Magic. Believe that.
Yo, shout out to both of them. Shout out to O-Red. Shout out to B-Magic.
Straight up.
Fuck both of them.
Straight up.
Word. The next battle, we got Young Cannon and K-Shine. Oh, we just going over the battles. Gracie said, you know what I'm saying, she might tiptoe through. But again, you know what I'm saying, she wants to do a full-blown interview with you. But we just going over the card. We just talking little shit, seeing how we feel on it. But we got Young Cannon and K-Shine. It's the next battle.
Young
how you feel about that one?
No comment. Next.
Man, shout out to my nigga Young Cannon. He about to smoke K-Shine. Look, I ain't even supposed to be partial to this shit. Man, let me talk my shit. Shout out to Young Cannon, nigga.
Next.
Real talk. We got, you know, this card is basically set up to showcase the next movement of guerrilla warfare. So we got Dre Dennis and Prep versus Heavy Half and Gage. Heavy Half has been seen on RBE's cards before. You know, he faced Rosenberg Raw previously. And he had another battle
shout
on there. I can't remember with who. Yeah, shout out to RBE, ARP, the whole nine.
They holding it down.
Facts. Yeah, but Heavy Half and Gage. Gage is our up-and-coming gunner, my nigga, with Guerrilla Warfare. That's the nigga. He's ready. He is ready.
Oh, yeah?
We also have Newborn versus King Crash.
Who the fuck is these niggas?
King Crash
Newborn
is another nigga. Yeah, man. Listen, that might be a battle of the night. Low key. King Crash is nice as fuck. I want everybody to go out there and visit the Guerrilla Warfare page. He just dropped a battle. Matter of fact, we just dropped King Crash versus Gage. And you can see, you know what I'm saying, where both of them is at. You know, they've progressed since then. But those, both of those motherfuckers is nice. Trust me. King Crash and Newborn might have a battle of that night.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just saying, let's just hope Newborn ain't got no ghostwriter like his sister Bonnie. So.
Oh, shit. Jesus.
Should be all good.
Man, the next battle, we got Steams and Coach Corleone. Coach Corleone is, of course, another new one from Guerrilla Warfare. You know what I'm saying? He's been putting in work for a few years now. He's next to step up to the plate. We just dropped one of his battles.
Wait, I ain't even see his battles, and I could tell you right now that he going to smoke Steams because that nigga fucking garbage.
Talk your shit, boo. Look, talk your shit.
Steams is trash, boy. He 3-0'd Danny, though. No, my bad, I'm sorry, I'm tripping. He got 3-0'd by Danny, and Danny is fucking trash. Get Steams out of here. Get him off the card. What is he doing? He battling niggas that nobody knows, and he probably don't get smoked by a nigga that nobody knows. So get him the fuck out of here. No DNA, bitch.
Damn. Oh, man. The next one, we got Drugs versus Pyrex. Pyrex was on the last RBE card, you know what I'm saying? But he is Guerrilla Warfare. You know what I mean? Man. I think Pyrex is from the DMV. I mean, excuse me, Drugs is from the DMV. Pyrex is from the Chicago area. Drugs is from the DMV. Excuse me. Sorry about that. But yeah. Pyrex is going to smoke that nigga. You know I got to go with the home team.
Home, bro.
Man, and the last battle, we got Nun versus Think Funk.
Who?
Think Funk. Yep, he's Guerrilla Warfare also. He represents the brand proudly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's on the card for a reason.
That's what's up.
Man, real talk, that's the whole card. What I'm going to do is I'm going to post the card on the Guerrilla Warfare Twitter page. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's _ Guerrilla Warfare, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to showcase it. I'm going to have it on my page, which is bitch_100. I'm going to send it to Coco, so MF what? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all going to send it out or whatever, but yeah. Just stay in tune with us. February 25th, doors open at 3. Stage passes are sold out. You know what I'm saying? The general admission is $50. You know what I'm saying? Come fuck with us.
And what date it is for the people that didn't hear?
Sunday, February 25th, 2018.
Ooh.
Early arrival is strongly suggested because these are a small room battle. You know what I'm saying? The room isn't as big as it was when we were at Adriana's. The room is a little bit tighter. We want you to come in and, you know, get a good place. So, yeah, come, you know, drink some with us.
That's some of the best battles, small rooms.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Small room? Who just had a small room? Who that was? JC and somebody? Or was it somebody else? P-Work or somebody? Somebody had a small room, and I heard they split up.
Oh, yeah. Twerk and JC. Wait, who was it? It was T-Top against JC. Excuse me.
That was a small room?
Yeah. Yep. That was on the URL card, wasn't it? Shout out to URL, too.
Mm-hmm. And I got to watch for all them niggas in my mentions talking about some Coco, K-Shine, Lost the Hitman. I still ain't seen that battle yet. And I'm hearing mixed reviews now. People saying, oh, K-Shine 2-1. But if he really, if Hitman really smoked K-Shine, I get that trash nigga his props straight up. Because he be putting on some performance. Barely, but, you know, he do the best that he can.
I mean, I just watched the battle. Matter of fact, I watched it 2 or 3 times. And I don't have it 2-1. I don't see where you can give K-Shine a round. That's no disrespect to Shine because he is on the card, but I don't see where you can give him a round.
Disrespectful. Nigga shitting on
not
my
me.
Man.
Look, not me, not at all. You know, I ain't never disrespectful.
Man, my man Shine did that bad. Or what
K-Shine. Fuck a bad K-Shine built a casket.
Damn.
Yo, Hitman came out. He came into this thing. He wasn't playing with that boy. I don't think he was playing with him, so.
Yeah, he seemed like he has proof. Everybody was talking like, if Hitman don't come back and be better and this and that, because of his performance against Suge, not everybody was satisfied with that shit. So I guess he had to prove something, and then he been on wild, and now he ain't been part of the battle rap scene. So, you know, all that.
Right, right. I mean, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I fuck with K-Shine, I fuck with Hitman. I think it was clearly a 3-0.
Sorry to hit it.
Hitman is a cool dude. I know dude personally. So it's
no, I'm talking about battle rap wise. I don't know none of these niggas personally, but battle rap wise, he's shit.
I feel you. You know, I can only speak on you know, my opinion. I dig it. Everybody got ones. You know that. That's
so
100%.
Wait,
so what can I say?
Hitman versus Suge. Who you had?
In that battle? Hitman, clearly.
Clearly. Damn, man.
But, you know, I feel a certain type of way about that battle because, you know, that was a battle that we were supposed to have on the Crown too that got, you know what I'm saying, whatever, what have you.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna speak on that. It's neither here nor there. It didn't happen on our league, you know what I'm saying? And so shout out. That was when I was a part of Guerrilla Warfare. That was when I was actually a part of the company. You know what I mean? So that's neither here nor there. We're over it. We're past that. We're on the Blueprint 2 now, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no more Midwest movement. You know what I'm saying? I got good vibes on everybody. I'm supporting everybody. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, URL, King of the Dot. Shout out to RBE. Shout out to the Trap. Everybody. Like, I want everybody to succeed. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of money out here. Let's go get it, you know? Shout out to Black Ice, too. Man, they're my niggas.
That's what's up.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about. And, how you felt about, even though I know it's a little old, how you felt about Arsenal return the way that he did with his last battle with Lux, and what you thought about that battle?
Okay, cool. Let me say this. Everybody with, you know what I'm saying, with all due respect, everybody puts Lux on some sort of pedestal or some sort of imaginary, like they prop him up, right? Lux, he's a rapper. He's not above anybody. Everybody has a vocabulary. You dig what I'm saying? If you didn't, you wouldn't be in this field. You wouldn't be classified as a rapper. You dig? Everybody has a vocabulary. Lux says a little bit, you know, he says things differently. I can't say that's, you know what I'm saying, he's the greatest at what he does. But people put him in that place. Arsenal smoked his ass. Let me just be real. Fuck being around the bush. Arsenal smoked that boy. Lux ain't won since he been back. I don't give a fuck. And I told you the other day, when we talked the other day on the phone, I said if Miles didn't choke, young Miles would have smoked him because he was fucking him up before he choked. Let's be real. Let me talk my shit.
Talk your shit, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. Young Miles would have smoked loaded Lux, nigga. Cal beat him 2-1. Hollow beat him. Clips beat him. Mook beat him. And now Arsenal beat him.
Time out. Did you say Clips beat him? Because they got a whole plethora of niggas on a timeline that will be at your neck if you said that.
Man, I don't give a fuck. You know how I feel. Hey, Clips beat him. That nigga came out with that fugazi ass paperwork, my nigga. And real niggas already came out and said that was some gazy paperwork. So if real niggas are saying that shit ain't real, then what do you really win in the end?
Wait, they said that Clips lost as soon as he said that your pops was a snitch too. What you thought about that shit, nigga?
Shit, what that mean? That I don't stand it. My pops can't speak for me. I'm a grown-ass man. Clips is a grown-ass man. His pops can't speak for him.
Right.
If you go back to the Tay Rock battle, he told you from the Tay Rock battle that his grandmoms raised him. Right or wrong?
True.
So what can his father say for Clips? I don't hold that against Clips because, shit, all of our parents have done something that we don't like. Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? But no disrespect to my moms and pops. They've done things that I don't like, that I don't agree with. That doesn't mean I stand with them, you know, right or wrong.
But I'm saying, they basically saying, like, everything that Lux said was valid, so Clips automatically lost when he said that.
How?
He was. They were saying that he was proving Lux right.
Okay. Well, we know. See, nah, let me just chill. Because I was going to say some slick shit. Let me just chill.
Nah. Talk your shit, nigga.
Nah, man. Because, you know, I'll get an explosion. Let me chill.
Man, talk your shit.
So, when Hollow
You was
made,
about to say Hollow nigga snitch.
Oh, that's a fact. I don't give a fuck. I say that. All Hollow niggas snitch. Except a few. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kevin Child. Shout out to, yo, Guy Fisher. Real talk. And, yo, Alpo got killed before he... No, Alpo snitched. Excuse me. Rich Porter got killed before he was able to snitch. Let me get that out the way. So, all them Hollow niggas snitch. Oh, but shout out to my Wolf nigga Head Ice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, real nigga. Real nigga. Head Ice is a real nigga.
Facts.
Shout out to him. He don't get enough props.
Talk to him.
Straight legend out here. They be trying to play my man, talking about some, this whole nigga, that don't mean shit. That just mean he got a lot under his belt. Believe that.
Facts. You can rap. That's all that matters. I don't give a fuck how old you are. Scarface just dropped one of the coldest albums of the year.
Right. Man,
it's like that.
Them old niggas be talking shit, but you know what? Them young niggas, too. When my man's Doc come back on the scene,
oh my
y'all
God,
don't ain't going to be able to say a word. Nah, fuck that, Stax. Nah, they know what it's hitting for. They know he just taking a little break. Don't mind him. He getting his energy pumped up. When he returns, he is going to be unstoppable. And first,
I heard No Mercy got him for his first battle, though. No Mercy got him booked, I think, January 7th, if I'm not mistaken, at the Trap.
2018?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he about to smoke that dude right quick.
I think he faces Dre Dennis. It's Doc versus Dre Dennis. I could be wrong, but I think that's what I saw.
I don't know, man. You know who I want to hear from? Who I want to see battle some more?
What's up?
Mr. Wavy, man. You know, he been...
Oh, shout out to Mr. Wavy.
Shout out to him. He been quiet, and I want him back on the scene a lot, especially because there's so much room for all these battlers, and especially Mr. Wavy.
Right.
A lot of people think he trash. I don't. I think that he has a lot of potential, and I think that he could continue to keep growing, man. You see, they got chess on stage, choking every battle, every round of every battle.
Shit.
Don't get me wrong. I like dude, and I think that he's a good battle rapper when he's not choking and not puking and not, you know, all over the place. And so they give him all these excuses in the world, but I'm going to need Mr. Wavy to pop back up on stage and show people what he's working with. You feel me?
Right. You know, hopefully we can bring Mr. Wavy to the Midwest. You know, I fuck with dude. I fuck with his style. You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
on the show, too. And on the show, because he definitely needs to be on so he could talk his shit and talk about what his next move going to be, because a lot of people want to hear from him, straight up.
Facts. Yo, I just wanted to let you know, you know what I'm saying, you got to use some callers on the air. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to 985, we see you. Shout out to the 504, we see you. 267 just joined us, we see you. You know what I'm saying? We want to shout everybody out, you know what I'm saying? it depends on if Coco wants to take some callers tonight, if you get heard from, but you know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate you calling up.
Yeah, put on the 504 number. That's my people.
Okay, I got you.
I got my people with me.
Okay.
I got my people with me.
No doubt. Hold on. Let me see if they want to talk. 504, you're on the air.
Whoa, what's up?
What's up, Chad?
How you doing?
Solo. Chad Solo in this bitch. What's good, nigga?
Uptown. It's an uptown thing, though, for Meme Project. So, let me tell you.
Hey,
wait.
Let me shout that out, because it's an uptown everywhere. I'm from uptown up here. Don't even trip. G, I'm with you. Don't even trip.
Hey, we live, you dead. Where you from, G?
Man, I'm from Milwaukee, son. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. I'm in these streets.
For sure. for sure.
Talk your shit, my dream.
Man, look, the hottest shit that came to battle rap since 2016, man. And I'm pretty sure, you know, it sound like on some bandwagon shit, you dig. But that nigga New Jersey twerk, man. That nigga is amazing, though. I was trying to put niggas on the twerk before he got to the URL. The nigga pen is excellent. The nigga too tall for one. He'll get in your face and make you look like a bitch. You hear me? Nigga look like he ain't never made it playing football in high school. So he said, fuck it, I'm going to stick with this rap shit. You dig? The nigga cold. You hear me? Like, that, man. I need that nigga to battle O-Red, man. They got to give him a bigger plate. Like, O-Red, like, battle of the year. You know, like, I need New Jersey twerk to step up to, like, some bigger plates. Like he just killed JC. You know, I ain't see the pay-per-view because I'm a cheap-ass nigga. I just been hearing, you know, Vada Fly and all them niggas on Twitter saying, you know, he killed JC and shit. But anyway, so, yeah, you know, just killed JC. Boom. That's a top-tier nigga, I think. You know what I'm saying? He got to get at O-Ray. He got to get at, like, some real writers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga just been eating shit.
Yeah.
Let me shout out my nigga JC too. You know what I'm saying? While you shouting out Tori, let me shout out my nigga JC. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to JC.
Both of them. Wait, Chad, they got all this shit on the timeline talking about these stolen bars from JC. What you think about that? Like, you think that they be stealing? You think people just overdoing it? People steal all the time. How you feel about that?
I'm a be real, like, I'm a rapper, you dig? So, like, I'll be writing some shit, and then I'll listen to, like, an old, like, Fabulous verse or some old 07 Wayne or some shit, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, fuck, somebody already did it already, you know what I'm saying? But it'd be too
right,
much,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, honestly, like, the way rap, like, I said, look, Nas is my favorite rapper, right? Nas says no idea is original. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, I'm not saying,
facts,
like, you know, it's impossible to be original, but you know what I'm saying? In 2018, where hip-hop is going into now, you know, like, unless you're doing back-to-back current event bars, which gets stale after a fucking while, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of, you know, you got to go way, way in your pocket with originalities. But, you know, a lot of niggas be reaching with this bite and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with the Av thing, you know, like, don't get me wrong. I was in the comment section too joking on Av and all that shit. But Av, one of my favorite niggas rapping. I legit think, you know what I'm saying, like, some niggas just be doing that shit by accident, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even really be biting, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
you
right.
A wordplay rapper, a punchline rapper, especially punchline rappers, especially them niggas, you know what I'm saying? I'm a punchline
right.
rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, you know, bars come up every now and then, and, you know, niggas just be sharing, really. It's not even stealing, it's sharing. Like, oh, you got that too. All right, boom, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like,
right,
some,
right.
Unless you're like a Prez Mafia, you stealing whole hooks from nigga songs and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shout out Prez,
you know? But yeah, like, you know, that's a red alert right there. That's a red alert. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's too, and then we, you know, JC, you know, I just said, you know, Twerk just killed JC, but JC at the end of the day is one of the dopest writers in battle rap, you know what I'm
straight
saying?
Straight up.
Straight like that. Straight like that. Like, you, like, come on, bro. Like, Like, yeah, like, does it look shaky for him to battle Lux now?
It don't look shaky. Fuck all that. No, man, they trying to shit on my man because they say he been having up-and-down performances. He been having up-and-down performances. But guess what? Anybody ready for Lux if he battling the way he did versus Arsenal? Like, what the fuck is we doing here? The nerve of these niggas, man. Just like Stack said, they overhyping Lux. Get him the fuck out of here. He want like 800K of battle, and he's been some fucking Black Panther. You know, like nobody won't hear that. Nobody, and then he licking his lips.
I'm a Lux fan. I got him 2-1 Calico, Hollow, and Clips. But at the end of the day,
damn, I'm sorry to hear that.
At the end of the day, these are still debatables. Or in your case, that nigga lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, we hold Lux to this Shao kind of Mortal Kombat standard, the top nigga to beat. But, you know,
oh, not
that. We can still
not that.
I don't know.
No, he's saying a lot of niggas do hold him to that standard, which is true.
They do. Yeah, they do.
And I don't know why.
Kind of fucking backlash, you know, like his pen is the hammer that like smack you 10 feet away on a finisher. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but you know, we hold Lux to the standard. By the end of the day, these are some shaky battles he have. You know what I'm saying? And you know, JC, he did buku battles. You know, like whereas like Lux got like what 5 or 6 or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like JC can lose. You know, Jordan, Kobe, you can lose. It's okay. LeBron, you can lose. It's okay. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You know, so like. But, like, you know, my whole point being, you know what I'm saying, with this stealing and shit, you know what I'm saying, like, some niggas just going to have an off day. And you know what I'm saying, like, fuck. Dude, niggas need to stop trying to, like, be so quick to discredit niggas. Like nah, fuck all that. JC still one of the top 10s. Fuck out of here.
Yep, straight up. Yeah. And,
Let me ask this. Okay, because it my pet peeve, I hate when somebody says, do they still deserve? Let me ask you this. Since motherfuckers want to put it that way, who's the most deserving right now to battle Lux, in your opinion?
Y'all going to hate me for this. Especially you, Coco. You going to hate me for this shit. Right?
I probably hate you regardless, but go ahead.
You're right. I always felt that Daylight, it will always be the number one.
Oh, my God.
Will always be the number one. Like,
get him off the line right now. Hang up on this nigga. Hang up on this nigga. Let's take another call.
I can't hang up on this man. He's talking some shit. Let me hear what this man is speaking. Hold on.
Daylight, my nigga. The nigga who shitted on stage and let his balls hang
but
low.
But said he had a bar. Daylight. So he still said, she was like, if you boo 2 more times, I'm going to boo upstairs.
You mean to tell me Daylight who said he going to suck Diddy nuts? Daylight.
Oh, wow.
All
these niggas. Didn't Daylight tell John that he'll suck his meat and you want him to battle Lux? Hang up on this nigga, Stack. Hang up on this nigga, bro.
No. Let me just argue for 1 second before you hang up.
We gotta take out the callers. He talking this nigga this
I'm going to give you like 30 seconds to bring it back. You know, I fuck with you. Don't even trip, but it's Coco's show. I'm going to give you 30 seconds before I hang up. Go ahead.
Daylight is suspect as fuck. He probably made himself the young thug of battle rap, clearly, right? So, but besides that, right, when Daylight decides to give a fuck, right, when Daylight decides, all right, let me not bullshit today, let me battle, like when he did against – what he's done against Cortez, Chuba Jones, B-Magic, Mike P, you know what I'm saying? That was a fire fucking battle. For some reason, Mike P always get the best out of Knicks. I don't understand. Anyway. So, yeah, like Daylight, when he's ready to battle, the niggas sound like a product of Lupe, Black Thought, like all type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like in a fucking battle rapper, you know what I'm saying?
Don't ever disrespect Lupe and Thought like that again, okay? First off, Second of all, when Daylight is serious and he not playing, he can spit, and he also overrated as a motherfucker. Now hang up on this nigga, Stacks. Get him off.
Hold on. Let me say this. I'm gonna no disrespect, Cam. I'm gonna hang up. But we might get back to you. Don't even trip. But Daylight did have a classic on Guerrilla Warfare with O-Red, and he had a classic with A-Verb. So, he did show up, and he showed up.
Was that just O-Red? That wasn't Guerrilla Warfare, huh, but O-Red?
Yeah, that was Guerrilla Warfare, G. Round two.
Yeah.
And
O-Red. Like, come with it.
We're gonna get back with you, G. We're gonna see what's up with the other callers right now, cuz. We'll get back with you.
Right,
hold the line, cuz. All right, we got a 985 on here. We're gonna see what they're talking about. They've been on with us the whole go round. Let's see what they're talking about. 985, you there?
Yo.
Talk that shit.
Hello. What's up, man? How y'all doing, bro?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yo, Merry
man.
Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays in Milwaukee, huh?
Appreciate it.
Is that nigga Zen? What the fuck?
Hey, what's up, Coco?
Whoa, what's going on now? I know you don't know too much about battle rap and shit. You just supporting your girl. I appreciate that.
Right. And I'm really thinking this for you, too. I've been off the scene for a minute. I'm not able to actually check out as much battle rap as I want to, but I'm really digging the show. Coco, you know, I'm your biggest fan. I love you. And Stacks, man, I like your opinion, bro. I really take that. You know, y'all holding it down, and I will be tuning in from now on, man.
Appreciate that.
One thing I do want to say, because I heard the guy from 504, and he said, and I'm not tuning in with the battle rap, but he said a nigga spit on stage.
Yeah. Like, literally? Yes.
He did that again, real deal.
And for him to think that he's the most deserving, come on, man. You got to be kidding me, right, son? You know, and I'm just talking my shit, but I really dig the show, man, to be looking out for 985 because I will be tuning in.
Appreciate that.
All right, now. Nah. Y'all take it easy.
You too.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we got 267 on the line. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. 267, you there?
Yo.
Who this?
No doubt.
What's,
how you doing?
What's going on with
y'all?
Merry
Christmas to you, pal.
What's happening? Oh, Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas. What's happening?
Same to
what's
you.
Up?
Who this?
What's going on, Coco? What's happening?
What's up? Who this?
Young Dog. What's up?
Who?
Sun God.
Oh, Sun God. Boy, the latest nigga in the world. What's happening? Boy, what's up, boy? Clicker was just killing you on the timeline, but you be handling it like a man. That's what's up. You ain't no bitch out here.
That ain't nothing.
So wait. I want to know your opinion, though. We talking real random about battle rap. What's, like, top on your mind right now that's really, like, something need to shake or something need to happen or this battle need to happen or somebody need to start, whatever. Tell me what's on your mind.
I think Mook needs to jump in the ring or shut up.
Wait, what?
I think Mook needs to jump in the ring or shut up.
Oh.
Off that shit.
So what you think about his resume? Like, you feel like he a legend? You feel like, you know, he just overrated? He ain't battle enough? What you think about him? He think he one of the greats?
I mean, yeah, because he kind of started first, but he don't really got a resume. Like, he really don't. Like He don't really got a resume. I mean, it's like, he battled Young Hot. And who else?
Lux twice.
Lux, he's battled Lux twice. He battled Sirius Jones. He battled J-Mill. He do got a little bit of a resume. He just don't have it to where he like a verb hitman.
Yeah, but that was like in, what, 1997. I mean, it's like 2017. You know, we moving into a new era. You know what I mean?
Who you think he should battle if he do come back on the scene?
Surf.
Everybody's saying that. Why you feel like that?
Because Surf is like one of the leading faces of battle rap right now.
Right now? Right now?
I mean, over the past 2-3 years, yeah, I would say. He's one of them.
I mean, I'm saying like right now because, you know, his situation and where he at right now.
Yeah.
Like, he not taking it over right now as we speak.
Yeah, that's true. But I personally don't, I wouldn't want to see Mook battle nobody else right now, really, unless it's Surf.
Okay. I will say this. Shout out to Mook, though. A lot of people give him a hard time. I don't dislike him. You know, I won't say I'm a huge, huge fan. I will be talking about him and his battle versus Sirius Jones on my Throwback Thursday show. When you catch me next week, I'm going to be discussing that. And y'all got to go watch that battle and tell me what y'all think and tell me if y'all got a different winner. Because I know I sure did. I watched it years ago. When I first seen it, I thought one person won. Now when I watched it recently, somebody else took that. So,
Uh-oh.
Y'all go watch it so we all could discuss it because that was a hot era back then. I ain't even going to lie. Battle rap was straight to the point. Nobody knew. There wasn't a lot of fillers back then. Them niggas had a lot of punchlines. And that's the real rap, real battle rap, real raw battle rap that I fucks with. So y'all check that out.
You want to run down the card right quick while everybody's on the line? You know what I'm saying? I know, what was it? Was it Shayna Ashley and
Oh, yeah. So on the Throwback show, it's going to be Sirius Jones versus Murder Mook, Shayna Ashley versus, who it was, Misfit. That was a dope battle. Nobody can't find a winner. But if you watch it again, you'll definitely find out that winner because I had somebody else the first time around, too. And who's the third? Soul Con versus Fresco. Now, that's grind time.
Yo,
grind time,
that's one of my
niggas.
Favorite battles.
That's a throwback, bro.
Now, that was an extra
shout
short
out to
battle.
Soul Con.
Yeah, bring that nigga Soul Con back to battle rap, man. But Soul Con versus Fresco, that was a short battle, but it had a lot of bars, a lot of missed bars. And I'm not going to lie, when I watched that battle years ago, I actually had the same winner that I do now. So we got to discuss that. Y'all check them battles out.
I'm definitely on there. That's like I said, that's one of my top five battles of all time, real talk.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, man, but I might got some news for you. We might be head-to-head when we talking about Soul Con versus Fresco, man, because I know who your winner is, and I might have a different one, nigga.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah,
look,
some guys.
If you don't tune in for anything else, then tune in to see the argument between me and Coco.
Some guys, I got another question for you. What is second on your list? What is second on your list like battle rap needs right now besides Murder Mook coming in the ring or shutting up? What's another thing that?
That's a good question. It's so much going on in battle rap right now. We need to stop these damn antics. This shit is getting crazy. Niggas throwing cigarettes, going in people's pockets, hitting people in the face. It's getting crazy.
Did you like Daylight and his antics when he was big on them?
No. I'm not even a big fan of Daylight, honestly. I mean, he got bars, but I always thought that shit was kind of corny.
Right.
I was never really a fan of that. Like, that nigga got me blocked, too. He blocked me because I was. Yeah. I was talking some shit. He blocked me.
Shout out to Daylight for blocking the lamest nigga in the world, Sun God.
Yeah.
Wow. Sam, you're not going to just let her get away with this, dude.
That's funny. It's all good.
You can't just, Sam, you can't just let her get away with that, cuz.
Being messy, Sam. Stop being messy. Stop being messy, okay? But anywho. You gonna tune into them battles so we can talk about that throwback battles, what I was saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, check those out. And you know what? Let me say this before you get off the line. This is what I think are the questions that I ask you. I think that what we missing in battle rap that everybody has thrown under the rug, we need rematches of certain battlers. I don't care if people saying, oh, it's far too long or whatever. No, because if somebody dropped a card and the hidden battle was Arsenal versus Hollow rematch, all them niggas tuning in. Ain't nobody going to say, oh, it's too late for that rematch. Fuck all that. They need a rematch. And you know who else need a rematch? Big K versus Real Deal. Bring them niggas back to the front. That'd be a fire battle now. Mm. Okay? So,
I like
what
that.
You think of the rematch?
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple rematches.
I like that too.
Actually.
And I like
let me
how
say this, though.
Go ahead.
No, let me say this. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? You know, as I said it before, Gracie's the one that does the matchmaking at Guerrilla Warfare. But, yo, I put something in her ear. Hopefully we can have some. It's a rematch coming down the pipeline. Hopefully. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know it. The people want to see it. I personally want to see it. So, hopefully, if Gracie can make it happen, man, I'm sticking to her earlobe right now. I want to see it, but if it does come to fruition, yo, God has blessed us. If it doesn't, then so be it. We move on. But I'm with you. Don't even trip. Coco, I got something on deck. You will see it, hopefully. See, everybody keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Rematches. And we need a card of rematches. And
yeah.
I'll come up with some, and I'll post it on the Twitter timeline, and y'all let me know what it is and what y'all think about
it. Yeah, I'm
pulling that. I fucks with rematch battles.
I'm trying to see Shotgun and Tay Rock again, and I'm trying to see Tay Rock and K-Shine again. I'm trying to see those two again.
No, we don't want Tay Rock on the card.
He said
anybody,
no.
I want. Hey, real talk. I wish Tay Rock would retire. That man. Yeah, I'm done.
Whoa! Hold on! Wait! Why you want Tay Rock to retire?
Shall I retweet it on the timeline to justify why Stack said what he said? Shall I retweet that? You see?
Yeah, you
I'm
need to retweet
asshole.
That.
What I say? Hold on. What happened? What? Yo, what I say?
Wait, you say Tay Rock retired?
Yeah, me personally, let me say it like this, because I don't want no man to stop getting his money. Let me say it like this, but
okay.
I don't have the same appreciation for Tay Rock as some of these other people. Just like what I was just saying with Lux, I don't have the same appreciation of Lux as some of these people. Tay Rock is all gas to me, so. it's battles that, like, matter of fact, JC smoked Tay Rock. Like, I'm going to just be 100 with niggas. Like, everybody, how dare you say that? I don't give a fuck. Yo, JC smoked that nigga. JC smoked Tay Rock.
Man, all right.
He smoked him?
And this is my thing, though. But this is the thing, though, cuz, and with no disrespect, your battle rap is all opinionated, so how you feel is going to be how you feel. And how I feel
well,
is how
no
I feel.
Shit,
Zach. I don't.
I ain't
I'm not
going to
say. Yeah, this is the thing. I'm not going to say you're less of a man because you feel that Tay Rock won. I feel you. If you feel Tay Rock won,
right.
So be it. I feel Jason.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's another thing.
You know,
these niggas jumping in people mentions acting a fool behind battle rap opinions. Not telling
right,
any of these niggas.
Right.
I go off on these niggas all the time, but I say in my last tweet, I'm blocking you fuckers. You old bitch made ass niggas who need a daddy in their life. Talking about my daddy surfing Tay Rock is off limits to talk about. Fuck you and your daddy, bitch. All right?
Damn.
Stop coming in my mentions talking greasy. You niggas talk so greasy behind these battle rappers. Talking about some bitches is stupid because Lux the greatest battle rapper, and I'll be ready to suck his balls. You do that, nigga, but don't call me stupid for it because I think he shits, okay? Uh-huh. Now, back to what I was saying.
That's
with
funny.
The whole rematches. With the whole rematches. But, yeah, we need to get that on the board. And shout out to y'all. Hope y'all can make something come through with it. Guerrilla Warfare. Shout out to Gracie. I know she been doing her thing. Work, work, work. All in this battle rap. Got a bunch of new talent. Y'all need to check it out. But don't forget y'all old battles. Reminisce on these old battles because they aged so good, man. When you watch them nowadays, you be like, fuck, bruh. This used to be the shit. And it still be the shit.
Yeah.
Facts.
Most of the battles that I watch nowadays do be old battles. So y'all check them out for this throwback show. You dig? We got any more
calls?
Yeah, I got you.
A few more. They had dropped off or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, we still got 985 on the line. You know, 504. They're still there. You know what I'm saying? They listening. They tuned in. You know what I'm saying? I
appreciate
y'all. Of course. You know what I'm saying? 267, Sun God. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling up as well. Man.
No problem.
I want to wish, real talk, I want to wish everybody, you know what I'm saying, a safe and happy holiday. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't believe in the holiday, you know, like myself, I express, man, much appreciation for even calling up. Because, yo, man, we do this for fun. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do this. We pay to do this, and we want to. You know what I'm saying? Shout out
right
to Coco.
Right.
That's my G. That's my, you know what I'm saying?
Shout
that's my
Coco,
real man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
sure.
saying? She's been down for the whole run, you know what I'm saying? So, man, just shout out to everybody. Shout out to the whole world. I love y'all niggas. Like no bullshit. I know it sounds corny as fuck, but shit, you need stress and positivity nowadays. Real. Because it's too
straight
much
up,
negative bullshit.
Straight up.
You know?
Yeah, that's real.
I'm with you. Shout out to you, Stacks. Shout out to New York, as he better listen to this
man,
show,
that's my
too.
Nigga.
Yes, and I will say this too. Shout out to that nigga Real Deal. That's a real nigga right there. I don't know that nigga personally, but him battling, just the way he battle and what he be saying, he a real nigga straight up. I just gotta give him a shout out. Real Deal, real nigga. Like, you know, he a killer. Even though he got killed by, what's that dude name? I don't know. It's a new nigga. He got killed by him with a dread.
Mac Myron.
Oh, he got slaughtered by Mac Myron. But guess what? Real deal. Still a real nigga in my book.
Hey, yo, shout out to Mac Myron, too. He fucked with me heavy. I fuck with dog. Real talk.
That's a funny nigga. Boy, that's a funny dude. Man,
yo, let me see some game on Real Deal. That man is one of the biggest professionals that I know. Like, I was with him one time, you know what I'm saying? He came in the city, and, you know, we was all up here at Gracie Cannon, and we was riding around, and you know, I took him out and fed him and shit like that, and me and him ended up kicking it at the end of the night, and he had took a personal loss that night. He still showed up, battled, killed the dude that he battled, he smoked his ass, you know what I'm saying, and still was a fucking professional. You know, you have these niggas that half-ass battles, they show up with 2 out of 3 rounds or they bullshit battles. Fam, he took one of the biggest losses that you can ever take in life, and he still showed up as a professional, did his thing, and as a man, you feel what I'm saying? Still did what he had to do for the whole evening. So shout out to Real Deal, for real. That's like, you know what I'm saying? He knows what I'm talking about, even if, you know what I'm saying, he will never acknowledge it. That's, I hold dude as a real nigga for real. And on top of it, I took him and Big Cannon to a bar. That's when I realized both of them niggas could really freestyle because I have some music playing. These niggas get the freestyling over the music. I'm like, hold up, what the fuck? Yo, they were both going at it in the bar. So I done seen Real Deal versus Big Cannon, you know what I'm saying, on the sideline because they were, like, literally going at it. And shout out to both of them because they really do this, you know what I'm saying? They really live this rap shit, so. Much appreciated.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Real talk. Shout out to Big Cannon, too. That's another funny dude. I be harassing him in his mentions, but, you know, it's all love. No hate or nothing. You know, I be giving him the blues and driving him up the wall, but he a real nigga. Fucks with a boat. Sun Guy, you got any shout outs?
No, just shout out to y'all. You know, shout out to y'all for what y'all doing. I'm liking this. You know, I'm going to definitely be tuned in, you know, for sure.
Definitely, yes. Appreciate that. Shout out to that nigga Keys and Rise. I fucks with y'all. Keep doing y'all thing with y'all podcast. Y'all really doing y'all thing. That's what's up. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to No Facial Hair Clicker, Beneath Movement, Head Ass, Onyx looking ass nigga.
Dirty ass, yeah.
Shout out to him.
Ass,
you know, even though he ain't listening, I don't know why I'm shouting out his Onyx looking ass, but shout out to him. Shout out to my nigga Three Letterman, Dre. I fucks with him, real nigga. Shout out to me and my city. Shout out to my nigga Zen. Shout out to everybody for the culture. You heard me. And check out those Throwback Thursday battles. Yeah, Zen.
Coco, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring the other callers back on. We're going to get some of their shout outs too, G. You know what I'm saying? Hold on one second. All right, 985, you back on, man. Throw some shout outs, G.
Well, it's good, man. I just want to shout out to y'all, man. Shout out Stack, shout out Coco. Shout out to all the battle rappers that's out there doing their thing, man. I would really love to tune into that Throwback Thursday. And Coco, I love your motherfucking aggressiveness, man. Keep that up and keep speaking your mind. And Stack, man, y'all keep holding it down, man. Word up.
I appreciate it,
G. Much love, sir. Much love. Have a happy, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, pal.
Oh, I'm glad you said that because I don't celebrate the holidays either, man. Gratitude. Yeah, word up, man. Gracious, brother.
Yeah, I'd just rather chill and drink. Don't even trip. Hold on. We're going to bring in 504, you know what I'm saying, to get us a final shout out. 504, you there?
Yeah, brother.
Okay, get some shout
man,
outs.
Shout
out. You know what I'm saying? Throw some lingo.
Yeah, man, shout out y'all. Shout out Champion, you know, my man Jay Black, Vida Tech, all them people that be
shout
on
out to him.
Facts.
Man, shout out to every battle league, you know what I'm saying? Like these niggas, you know, they keeping the heart pumping of the culture, you dig? Shout out to all these battle leagues, man. Smack, rest in peace, Don't Flop. Damn. Shout out to all these battle leagues, you dig?
Damn.
You know, shout out to every blogger, you dig? You know, like, we got to keep this culture pushing, man. Everybody that's a part of battle, I got to keep this culture pushing. Yeah, so while I'm on the line, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ChadSolo103, you dig? Shout out to
and
every uptown nationwide, you dig?
Lux
and
Trash.
My mixtape coming soon.
Talk that shit.
Okay.
Look, talk that shit.
Okay. Tell them where they can find your mixtape at.
Man, see me on SoundCloud, you dig? Chad Solo is capital C-H-A-D space $OLO, Chad Solo, you dig? It's Chad Solo with a dollar sign. My shit hot. I know a lot of niggas say that, but no. My shit really is hot. Like, if you see my Twitter and you see the new song I just posted, That's pinned, my pinned tweet, you dig? That shit hot, dog. I'm telling you, fuck with me. It's called the Bittersweet EP. The Bittersweet EP coming soon. I've been tagging that shit since, like, the summer. The Bittersweet EP coming soon. Y'all fuck with your boy.
Okay.
That's
what's up. All right,
hold the line.
They got another caller?
No, I was just going to, you know what I'm saying, get our shout-outs off, and you know what I'm saying?
Well, I just got one last shout-out. Shout-out to all the niggas was in my mentions calling me a stupid bitch for my battle rapper piece. Shout out to you lame ass niggas for calling me retarded and all that dumb shit in my mentions. You niggas suck ball sacks. Fuck y'all.
Hey, real talk, let me say this. You know what I'm saying? Because I went through the same thing, you know what I'm saying, when I jumped on the team with Gracie and shit. You know, I'm down with a lot of females in this game. And real talk, you got some stupid shit to say, yo, hit me. I'm at BigStacks_100. If you got anything lame to say to Coco, you got anything lame to say to Gracie, anything bullshit, yo, holler at me. Real talk. And I'm representing for my nigga New York. He reached in the man's pocket. And what? You ain't going to whoop the nigga? I'm here. Like, we all, man, listen, my shooters got shooters that shoot niggas. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. At the end of the day, this is battle rap. We talk a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? We want to bring positivity out here, and that's why, you know, we shouting out the whole world. We shouting out everybody, you know, from the URL to, even though Cuz said RP to Don't Flop, shout them out. Shout out King of the Dot, shout out to Trap, of course. Shout out to my brother and sister, you know what I'm saying, Gracie and Big Cannon at Guerrilla Warfare. Shout out to Black Ice. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Coliseum. Shout out to everybody. Anybody and everybody that does this, yo, support battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Support all the niggas on the timeline that I fuck with. Support even the motherfuckers who I don't fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Shout them out too. That shit, without the hate, yo, you can't have so much love. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody. Everybody have a, if you celebrate the holidays, support that shit. If you don't, I support you as well. You know what I'm saying? You got much love. Shit, Coco, you know what I'm saying? You said you're doing a show. I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? Right after you do your show, shit, I'm going to follow it up with the next night with talking shit with Stats. You know, we're going to talk shit about everything. We're going to talk about music, sports, so on and so forth. So, you know what I'm saying? You get the Throwback Thursday with Coco. And then the next night, you'll probably get, you know what I'm saying, Stats in New York talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? Coco might jump in on that shit too. It's whatever. You know, so. Yo, shout out to everybody. You know what I mean? Just one love to everybody. But if you making threats, shit, make a threat to a motherfucker that's going to threaten back. That's all I'm going to say. Other than that, I'm going to
block you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to block you. I used to roast you and embarrass you the fuck on my timeline. Had niggas laughing at you. But you know, I ain't got the time and the energy for that. I work too much. So I'm going to just block you now. I'm going to save you the stress.
Hold on, son. Oh, matter of fact, New York just texted me. He got a message to you niggas. He said, yo, it's a family shit popping off. He said, Merry Christmas. He said he would have called in. He wanted to see what he could do, but you know what I'm saying? He's supporting everything that's going on the phone line. He sends his love, you know what I'm saying? Hey, and it is what it is. We're going to talk to him when we can. Shout out to New York. Forget that nigga.
Psych. Shout out to him. That's my dog. Shout out to him. New York looking ass nigga. All right, y'all. Man. It's been a night, and we will do this again soon.
Facts. Just watch out for the timeline. You know what I'm saying? Follow Coco. So MF what? You know what I'm saying? Follow myself at BigStacks_100. Shout out. You know what I'm saying? Follow New York on myself. And our other nigga who we ain't even mentioned tonight, yo, shout out to my nigga Big Links. That's my brother. The CD is coming soon. When Guerrilla Warfare drops the battles, you will see the promo for his videos and shit. Yo, my nigga's out here working. Yeah, we out here. So shout out to Stacks on Deck Meeting Entertainment / Guerrilla Warfare. We out here.
Humbug.